The signing of the agreement by the coordination is a historic event in many sense, because it recognizes for the first time the unity and the sovereignty of Mali. Mm-hmm. That means the other rebels, the other armed groups recognize the unity and the sovereignty of Mali. They also recognize that the crisis of Mali cannot be resolved by military means. It has to be resolved by peaceful means. That's why they signed this agreement. So really, it is a historic event for the Malian people. As I mentioned to the Security Council, the Malian people have suffered enormously, and it's time to reconcile the minds and hearts of all Malians. Mali is a huge country and can allow the Le Vivre Ensemble, living together with all the communities. It is a historic moment, and we are extremely happy that wisdom came to play and all parties signed the agreement.
What is needed to implement the agreement timely and efficiently?
What is needed is to keep the momentum and commitment, coherence and cohesion of the international mediation. And this committee, the SUV that is headed by Algeria, MINUSMA, will play a lead role in the implementation in a number of areas, particularly in security and defense, in justice and human rights, and will contribute according to its comparative advantage. I should mention here that there is room for everyone to chip in and contribute in the implementation of this peace process. And the main thing is to keep coherence, to keep unity, keep commitment and determination by the international community to help the Malian people achieve peace and security.
The progress on the political front is obviously notable, but any progress on the security front?
Progress has been achieved in all fronts, in fact. That's why we have been able to convince everyone to sign into the agreement. On the security front, now there is almost total cessation of hostilities. It's quiet and peaceful, and hopefully it will remain so during the implementation phase of the agreement. All groups have committed to respect ceasefire agreements, and all groups have shown their good faith to move forward with this peace agreement.
Northern Mali remains one of the most difficult environments for peacekeeping. To what do you attribute that? What are the main reasons behind this situation?
Northern Mali is, I mentioned this to the Security Council, is one of the most difficult peacekeeping operations anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Why? Because Mali is a huge country. And Mali is larger than France, the United Kingdom and Germany combined. Just imagine. And it's not easy to keep peace and security if there is instability in such a big land. In addition to the fact that North Mali is all desert, all the Sahara, very difficult terrain, very harsh environment, very hot weather. So it's the living conditions are extremely difficult. And to operate there is also extremely difficult. So that's why we are facing tremendous challenges, but we are determined to help the Malian people achieve irreversible peace in all the Malian territory.
Hopefully. The Security Council initiates discussion on MINUSMA's mandate renewal. What would you ask the Security Council to put into consideration while discussing renewal of the mandate of MINUSMA?
What we ask the Security Council is to keep the momentum, to keep the support to MINUSMA and to Mali. For the first time in the Security Council history, perhaps, that all countries, no, there isn't one single country that is not fully behind this agreement of Mali. Mm-hmm. All the Security Council members have been supportive to the peace process, and we are grateful to them, and we are asking them that we need their support more than ever before now to implement this accord.